Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Humihingi ng tulong sa nalalapit na pag-anunsyo ng federal na budget sa Mayo ang halos 2.5 milyong maliliit na negosyo sa Australia mula sa pagtaas ng presyo at gastos sa mga negosyo dahil lumalaki ang mga insolvency sa mahihirap na panahon. Isang babaeng founder ang lumalaban sa pamamagitan ng pagpapalago ng kanyang hospitality chain. Alamin natin ang iba pang detalye. Maayos ang sitwasyon ng isang negosyo at Chinese restaurant sa West Sydney. Isa ito sa maraming pinapatakbo ni Jennifer Du na nagmula sa Shanghai, China.
In China, maybe we use dim sum as a main food, but here we use dim sum as an entree. So then stir fry, then bit of seafood. So it was very successful in this concept.
Ang negosyong ito ay matagumpay. Sa katunayan, simula noong 2007, si Du ay pinalaki ang kanyang negosyo mula sa isang restaurant sa Ashfield ng Sydney patungo sa 19 na magkakaibang lugar ngayon. 11 rito ay mga prangkisa. Ang Taste of Shanghai Group ay nagdiriwang ng mga pagkain mula sa Hilagang China at Shanghai, at ang kanyang lolo na chef ang nagsilbing inspirasyon niya.
Because he's working for a 5-star hotel back to that time, so every dish, every meal was fantastic. I always thinking, thank you for my grandpa. He looked after me when I was young, and he gives me so many good memories. It's give me sort of a spritz to carry on this business.
Gayunpaman, kinikilala ni Du na ang pagpapatakbo ng isang malaking chain ng hospitality ngayong taon ay hindi madali. Katulad ng karamihan sa 2.5 milyong may-ari ng maliit na negosyo sa Australia, siya ay lumalaban sa mas mataas na mga gastos. Nahihirapan na maabsorb ang mas mataas na presyo ng kuryente at gas na anya ay tumaas ng 20%. Ito ay isang patuloy na suliranin para sa 54,000 may-ari ng restaurant at cafe sa Australia.
Can't do anything. So at the moment, that part of the bill is still very high. We try to increase a little bit to the menu price, but you got your competitor as well. So you can't just using the calculation to do. You have to watch the market as well. So that makes net profit really tight.
Ayon sa isang kamakailang survey ng Asia Pacific ng CPA Australia, ang pagtaas ng mga gastos ang pinakamalaking hamon sa mga negosyanteng Australiano. Si Gavin Ord ay ang senior advisor ng business at investment policy nito.
In terms of the costs that had the most detriment to their business, the actual number one cost that had the most detriment was fuel, followed by utility costs and insurance.
Sa pagtaas ng mga insolvency sa negosyo, sinasabi ng Australian Credit Reporting Agency na Creditor Watch na ang mga establishmento ng pagkain at inumin ay nananatiling pinakamalaki ang panganib. Ipinaliwanag ni CEO Patrick Golan ang ganitong sitwasyon.
There's no doubt that there's certainly an elevated number of solvencies and administrations at the moment, and that will continue to climb. Unfortunately, hospitality, running a restaurant, bar, cafe is tough even in boom times. That's the honest truth and the brutal truth about it. When you then have all of these, you know, macroeconomic headwinds, inflation really starting to bite the consumers' spending patterns, it becomes extremely difficult, near impossible for some to actually run a profitable business.
Sa pagpaplano ng tax cuts, anong uri ng tulong ang maaaring ibigay ng federal na pamahalaan sa budget sa Mayo? Ito ang pahayag ni Gavin Ord ng CPA Australia.
The first focus of the government in this budget is to alleviate the cost pressures on business. Small businesses face similar cost pressures that households are facing. And these small businesses operate on very tight margins already. The small business energy rebate, that could be extended again. But I think governments need to look more deeply at some of the costs they impose on business.
Sinabi nito ng Taste of Shanghai na ang pagpapatakbo ng negosyo ng 7 kada linggo ay nangangailangan ng isang mas maluwag na paraan sa pagtatalaga ng tauhan.
I would like government to cut that penalty rate in a simple way to help us to pass this difficult time. It is really shortage of the labor makes things very difficult, mainly in kitchen side, dim sum side, also the front desk. It's really like short of staff. We very much monitor our every week's profit and loss sheet. If it's too high, we come back to tell them, you know, look at your things, see whether it's a wastage or whether it's too much people in one position. We got to adjust them. So data is very important part of the figures in our business.
Sinabi ni Colin ng Creditor Watch na bagaman tila mas hindi malamang ang pagbaba ng interes ngayong taon, may ilang mga positibong senyales pa rin.
Where there is some positivity is those stage three tax cuts that are coming from 1st of July. So if nothing else, it brings relief, and that's what it's designed to do. In an ideal scenario, it encourages some responsible spend that flows through to those industries that are relying on discretionary spend. But of course, we don't want it to put pressure on inflation read.
Si Jennifer Du ay lumipat sa Australia. 35 years na ang nakakalipas at siya ay mismo alam kung gaano kahirap magtayo ng isang matagumpay na chain ng hospitality. Kaya naman may payo siya para sa mga dumaranas ng ganitong pagsubok.
I came 1989. That time, the interest rate is a 17 point something, 18. So that's why I'm not really scared in that part. To be successful is I do like involved in every detail of the business. You think you are owner, you can sit back, go to the holiday. Not in that way. Every single details you got to know.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Sandra Fullan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.